Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Hello to all of you fellow foodies. Grab your stretchy pants, pop in an acid, and enjoy a 27-minute buffet for your ears.
England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's on bicycles, two by two. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben, the rosy red cheeks of the little children.
And this segment is Grillin' and Chillin'.
The whole England thing will become clear.
Yes.
So it's, what does England have to do with grillin' and chillin'? But stay tuned, you will find out.
Two of our friends who were recently married asked us to join them for dinner one Friday night. They were a very interesting couple. In fact, you could say it was a mixed marriage. She is from the good old US of A, and he is from the UK, but we won't hold that against him.
Hello.
Hello, love. They met while he was a tour guide in London and she was vacationing there. It was a match made in heaven. He is British, and she is a dentist. Since they live...
Oh, we are going to get letters on that one. I just know it.
Since they live in Tallamore, and we live in Del Webb, we met them for dinner at Montera Grill in Algonquin.
This restaurant is in a strip mall, and although it is small, it's very elegant on the inside.
It is.
Nice little atmosphere. It's darker, you know.
Yeah.
There is a glass water wall separating the bar from the dining room, making a very relaxing atmosphere.
And it's just, with that, it makes it, I just like it. I think it's makes it romantic, too. I don't know, something about it I liked.
The white tablecloths and the subdued lighting completed the ambiance.
Yeah, it would have been romantic, but I'll get to that.
That's another story. But no, it's very nice in there. It's like a cozy place. Tables close together. It's cozy. It's got the white. How many times do we go to a restaurant that has a white tablecloth on the table?
I know.
Not too
often. McDonald's doesn't have that.
They don't. They should start doing that. Doesn't White Castle do that on Valentine's
Day?
They
do.
And that's wrong on so many levels. But I digress. Hold on.
Jim consistently proves what I have always said. He's a moron. Our friends were seated at the table when we arrived, and Jim walked up to our friend's wife and said, "Nice to see you again, Cynthia." Unfortunately, her name is Audrey.
Oops.
I said the same thing, though, because he told me all the way up there, yes, that's her name. Okay, are you sure? Because I know how he is with names. Oh. And he says, "I'm positive." And I says, "Okay." And then when he said it, I said it and gave her a hug. And I'm like, "Nice to meet you."
I mean, I admit I am horrible with names. I really am. But this one, I was so sure of it.
You know what? You are a moron. I don't care what anybody says. There's a lot of people who sit there and say, "How can you call your husband a moron?
I was so sure of it,
you
too.
You are a moron.
Oh.
You know, first time meeting, oh, my God.
I missed it by this much.
No, by this much.
Oh, that was bad.
If you could see. It's like a whole bunch. Anyway, I did my best to recover from this awkward moment, but I was nervous now because he really screwed up this time.
Seriously, I mean, how do you recover from something like that?
You don't.
It was the first time we were out with these people, and oh, man, that was bad.
And you left me speechless.
Which is hard to do.
It is. What could I do but order a drink? I was so flabbergasted, I figured I might as well have a drink. They're having a drink, so I'm going to have a drink. I checked the drink menu and spotted, "Till death do us part." And since I wanted to kill Jim, I ordered it.
That was appropriate.
And I can't tell you what was in the drink. I can't. Because the only thing I remember about it was that it contained limoncello and, thankfully, lots and lots of vodka.
Uh-huh.
That's all I know. I didn't read all the ingredients. I just saw Till Death Do Us Part and thought, yeah, why not?
And that was wishful thinking on your part, you, I believe.
You betcha. And you're still here.
Yes, I am. Thank you. Well, you know, luckily he was a, you know, the very proper British person, and he kind of glanced over it. Her, I don't know. She's a dentist, so I don't know if I want to go to her when she's got a drill going in my mouth.
Especially the way you love dentists.
Yes.
You only go when you have to go.
Yeah, she could get payback, but anyway. I removed my size 14 foot from my mouth and replaced it with the cheesy, salty, peppery cracker slash flatbread that was in the basket on the table. It was good.
It was. I liked it.
It was really tasty, and one good thing, if I stuff my mouth full of crackers, I can't talk.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, oh God, I want to just shove more and more and more, just to keep him quiet tonight.
I was so sure.
Yeah, you were this close, uh-huh. We heard about the unusual way this restaurant serves baked French onion soup for $9 and had to try it as our appetizer. This soup was baked in a hollowed-out onion with melted cheese on top and abundantly garnished with onion straws.
Oh, that was so
that
good.
That made it. The onion straws made it.
I don't know how they got the onion to stay like a bowl like that.
I know, but it was good.
Because you think if you cook it, it would just kind of, you know, fall apart. But that was good.
It came with a gravy boat filled with soup on the side to refill the onion when you get done with some of the soup.
Right, because how much soup can fit in an onion?
I know, but it was a big onion.
It was.
This was the best French onion soup we have ever had, we think. And the creativity was off the charts.
It was. That was a good idea.
It was.
There must be some trick to it that no other restaurant has done that.
I don't think they cook the onion. Maybe just a smidge to get a little soft to get the insides out. Because otherwise it would be just mush.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I got to try it at home.
No.
No?
No.
But
but try remembering names at home. Maybe then you'll be good when you go out.
Okay, Gloria. Nancy decided on the Amish chicken breast, $26 for her entree. This was served with Parmesan risotto, Brussels sprouts, roast apple, pomegranate, balsamic vinegar, and a mushroom sage sauce. She said her meal was delicious after she took out all the fungi, but was disappointed when it didn't arrive at the table in a little horse-drawn buggy.
Well, it's Amish.
You would think it would.
You would think it would be pulled by a little buggy with horses.
At least, I mean, they served the onion soup and onion.
Exactly.
At least they could do is serve the chicken in one of those little carts.
Exactly. And it's Amish.
That was a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
The chicken was the vessel to allow all the other ingredients to shine. I mean, the Amish chicken was chicken.
It's chicken.
Tasted like chicken.
It's chicken. But I got to admit, well, I love risotto, so that's what caught my eye. That's why I got chicken, because I love risotto. And I like apple with my chicken and stuff. That sounded good. So it was a really good combination.
All the other stuff was, you know, was really good, and the chicken just kind of was sitting there.
It was chicken.
In this little buggy.
Yeah. Jim, being the true carnivore, chose the 6-ounce Black Angus filet mignon, $35. This came with sautéed baby spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. No?
No.
You ate it. But I didn't see any muscles growing on your arms.
You're babbling, dear.
Oh, okay. Garlic whipped potatoes and house-made Bordelaise sauce. His steak was cooked to perfection and melted in his mouth. Jimmy had garlic tonight, not me. Bummer.
I know. I was finally got back at you. I had garlic tonight.
You didn't stink. It was just some potatoes.
I'm not trying hard enough.
I know.
You eat the whole clove just like that.
I love garlic.
Everyone passed on dessert except for me. Because I am the trained professional.
It figures you would eat it.
In honor of our friends, whoever their names were, I ordered the sticky English toffee bread pudding for $9. Our British friend asked our waitress why this dessert was considered English. She heard his accent and said, I was hoping you could tell me.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a good comeback.
That was.
She was quick.
I wonder if they serve English sticky toffee bread pudding in England.
Probably not.
That's why he asked.
It's probably like there's no Taco Bells in Mexico. You know, I mean, it's the same thing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, you got me there.
Okay, what arrived was a warm, decadent bread pudding drenched in toffee with a scoop of vanilla ice cream on top. Oh. It was served with whipped cream. It was really super good. It was excellent.
I know.
Sticky toffee in it. Oh, so good. I'm going to go back for some more. Anyway, it was so good, even Cynthia took a taste.
You better not keep saying Cynthia, because when you see her next time, you're going to call her that again.
I don't think we're going to see her next time. Somehow, I don't think that there's going to be a next time. I'm just saying.
They overlooked it.
Well, to our face, they overlooked it. When they got in the car after that, they said, that was stupid American.
She's American.
Yeah. Well, another thing, too, is when halfway through the meal, he said something about England. And I said, we kicked their butt 200 years ago.
Yeah.
That could have done it, too. But he came back and he says, no, we let you win because we didn't want your country.
See?
So I don't think we have to worry about seeing them again.
If you are looking for a restaurant that offers delicious and creative dishes, give Montera Grill a try. The only downside to Montera Grill is that with people talking, it can get quite noisy in there.
Well, that's what I was surprised at, because it's such an intimate, you know, cozy, romantic atmosphere, but then it got really, really loud.
Yeah. That wrecks the atmosphere.
Yes, it does. But FYI, this restaurant is handicap accessible, but be aware that tables are close together, mm-hmm. and reservations are a must because it's not that big.
Yeah. The price of our international dinner was priceless. Our friend, being a proper British gentleman, graciously picked up the entire tab. We unsuccessfully protested, and he said, we asked you to join us.
My ears are ringing.
So, my love, what's your take on this restaurant?
I am so glad you and Cynthia asked. Seriously, my steak was one of the best I've ever had. And don't pass up the dessert. It's really, really good. It's excellent.
Okay.
What's your take, Toots?
The soup was out of this world. But my chicken, Amish or not, tasted like chicken.
Well, that's what it's supposed to taste like.
Yeah, but why do they call it Amish then? It should be different.
Maybe Amish people raised the little chickens.
They didn't even put a little hat on it.
Little beard, or little beard,
little apron things.
Oh, we're going to get so many letters. Give them the particulars, poopsie.
Montera Grill, 1491 South Randall Road, Algonquin, 60102. Phone number is 847-458-0505. Website, www.monteragrill.com. Directions, really easy peasy. You take Route 47 north to Algonquin Road, east to Randall Road, and south to the restaurant. Estimated travel time, approximately 19 minutes. But now with the traffic and the construction, might take a little longer.
It could.
So if you make reservations, give yourself at least another good 5 minutes or so.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, anyway, for those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRULP. And remember, you always are last.
That's not nice.
That's our motto.
That's not nice. So, did we get any letters this week, my love?
Let me check. Hold on.
Read the mail.
I don't know who that is, but it's disturbing. As luck would have it, we did get a letter.
And who was it from, my love?
It is from Diane.
And what is it about?
And she told us about Jen Ho in Geneva. Jen Ho.
Jen Ho.
Ho in Geneva, not Don Ho. What if this is his brother, Jen Ho?
Could be.
Anyway, it's a Chinese place in Geneva, she says is very, very good. And because I am a absolute Chinese food junkie, I will try it out.
You will?
Yeah, okay. The Dining Duo will try it out.
Thank you, my love.
Okay. As always, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
What you're cooking for Vittles, Ray? What you're cooking for Vittles, Ray? What's for supper? What do you got?
Let me take a peek in my pot.
And let's talk to our own resident granny, Granny Nancy, and take a peek in her pot.
It's not a pot this time.
It's not a pot?
Nope.
And she is going to, because she is a wonderful granny cook, she is going to give you some helpful summertime tips.
Yep, I will.
From her pot.
It's not in a pot, though.
No?
Nope.
Okay.
It's summertime.
Go ahead, Granny.
It's grilling time.
It's hence the grilling, grilling, chilling. It all
exactly.
Comes. Okay, what do you
it got? It all comes full circle, my love.
What do you got in your pot?
Just in time for summer on my grill. Not my pot.
Okay.
Don't irritate me. Why not give your hot dogs a hometown flair with these fun Frank flavors from across America? We're used to the Chicago dog, so why not try some others?
Which is the only true way to eat a hot dog. But we'll get there.
In Philadelphia, they use Cheese Whiz, which you love.
Well, that's good.
Sautéed peppers, onions, and mushrooms, and the hot dog is served on a hoagie bun. Nah.
You know what? No, I think it could be. With the cheese whiz and the peppers, I don't know. But
yeah.
Cheese whiz, onions, no mushrooms, and a hot dog on a hoagie bun.
Yeah, get rid of the peppers and the mushrooms.
I would give that a shot.
Yeah, so you're going to...
It's kind of like a Philly cheesesteak, but with a weenie.
Yes, it is.
Oh. Yeah.
You're being creative, though, by taking off the sautéed peppers
That's what I do. I am very creative.
Yeah, okay, all right. Detroit, they serve their hot dogs with beanless chili, mustard, raw diced onion, and shredded cheddar cheese on a poppy seed bun.
Big deal. It's a chili dog.
I know. I don't understand. Why don't they just call it a chili dog?
Yeah, I don't know. But, you can't put mustard on a chili dog.
No, you don't. No. You just put a hot dog with chili, cheese, and onion.
That's all it is. It's a big deal, Detroit. It's a chili dog.
Yeah, that's all. Because it's like, that's the second best thing over here in Chicago is the chili dog.
Yeah.
First it's the Chicago dog, then it's the chili dog.
Okay. We'll let them slide, but not give them much credit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nashville cats.
Okay.
Oh, I don't want to start singing.
Please don't.
Okay. They use chicken hot dogs.
Strike one.
Chicken. Ooh.
Strike one.
With a hot sauce made with cayenne. Well, you got to admit, make some flavor for that hot dog, because chicken hot dogs don't have flavor.
Okay.
Topped with mayo.
Strike two.
And sliced pickles. And the hot dog is tucked into a plain bun.
Without poppy seeds, strike three. You're out. You're out of here. Seriously. Hot dogs, I don't know what's in a hot dog, and I don't want to know what's in
it. Oh, we kind of do know. We saw it one time.
I don't want to know. But whatever is in there is good.
It's good.
And hot dogs are the food. They're a fun food. They should not be good for you.
Exactly.
So no chicken hot dogs with mayo.
You know, if you got to sit there and put hot sauce on a hot dog to give it flavor, why don't you just get a hot dog, a real hot dog?
Nashville, no, you lose. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's not good. You lose.
I'm never getting a hot dog when I go to Nashville.
Nope.
Tucson, they wrap their wieners in bacon.
Okay.
And then they put pinto beans, chopped tomatoes, diced raw onion, avocado, mayo, and jalapenos piled high on a bolillo roll.
A who?
a bolillo roll. A bolillo roll is Mexico's version of a crusty French bread that's oblong in shape, kind of like a football, and is often used to make sandwiches called tortas.
Oh, okay. I know what it is then.
I looked it up because I did not know what a bolillo roll was. But this is absolutely obnoxious. I am sorry.
No.
Avocado.
Well, okay.
Mayo.
But it has bacon.
Well, bacon, yeah.
So bacon is like plus 5 points.
Okay. But pinto beans, there's no chili on it. No. I'm sorry. And then avocado and mayo, ugh.
They put jalapenos on it.
Yeah, it gives it a little zip. It's just like having sport peppers.
I'll give me half a point, Tucson.
Because you get a sport pepper in a Chicago dog.
That's true. Very true. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the rest of the stuff, it's, ugh.
Okay.
Kansas City, okay. Here I come. Okay. They put melted Swiss cheese on a hot dog.
What?
Sauerkraut.
What?
Thousand Island dressing.
Oh, please.
On their hot dog, and they serve it on a sesame seed bun. First of all, you're looking at a Reuben sandwich instead of a hot dog.
Exactly.
You should just put corned beef on it.
Exactly.
And second of all, where can you find a sesame seed hot dog bun?
That's a very good point.
It's either plain or it's poppy seed.
Now, they could get away with this maybe if they put some Polish sausage instead of a hot dog.
Polish sausage.
They may get away with it.
Turinger. That would be good too.
That would work. But Kansas City, what's wrong with you?
But
straighten up.
Hot dogs with that?
Yeah.
And just the melted Swiss cheese, even on a Thuringer or Polish sausage. I don't know. I don't see cheese on that. I'm sorry. So, why not try these out this summer? And if they don't float your boat, mix them up and put your spin on a hot dog. Like wrapping the chicken weenie.
No, wait.
This is my creative thing. I'm taking a little from everything. Get a chicken weenie, wrap it in bacon with a cayenne hot sauce, jalapenos, diced raw onions, some cheese whiz on a hoagie roll, and top everything with beanless chili. Be creative. I could have put sauerkraut and melted cheese on, Swiss cheese on there too, but I was trying to be kind of good.
I don't think so.
But be creative.
Be creative.
You may like whatever you created.
But you know what? You know what the saving grace is?
What is the saving grace, my love? I'm sure you're going to tell us.
On all of these hot dogs, the only thing that they did right was this.
You know what makes me really sick to my stomach? Nobody, I mean nobody, puts ketchup on a hot dog.
That's what we eat. The very best.
Yes.
So, my love, I think we have a little more time.
We have a time for a little bit of smorgasbord.
Okay, go for it.
All I'm just wild about, smorgasbord, I got a craving for, smorgasbord.
Well, speaking about hot dogs and weenies, not chicken ones, though, just regular hot dogs.
Okay.
Do you realize that in Illinois, the average person eats 317 hot dogs a year? That's almost like one a day.
That's an average person.
Yeah.
You.
Well, I'm more.
You love hot dogs.
And hamburgers is 213.
Wow.
But Los Angeles, they consume more hot dogs than any other city. 31 million pounds.
Really?
Of hot dogs.
I thought Los Angeles was hoity-toity, like with their eating healthy and eating like kale and, you know, avocado and, you know, all this healthy stuff. Hot dogs aren't healthy.
I think they do put kale on their hot dogs. I really think so.
You're making that up. I'm sorry. I can't stand when you sit there and make things up.
It's on the internet, so it's true. But do you realize that Chicago's O'Hare Airport consumes 6 times more hot dogs than Los Angeles International Airport and LaGuardia Airport combined?
Really?
So there.
Because we got the Chicago dog.
Exactly.
And they're the best.
Exactly. Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aw, well, that's our show for today then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's on bicycles 2x2. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben, the rosy red cheeks of the little children. Now if you huff and puff and you finally save enough money up to take your family on a trip across the sea, take a tip before you take your trip, let me tell you where to go. Go to England, oh. England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's on bicycles 2x2. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben, the rosy red cheeks of the little children. Mama's old pajamas and your papa's mustache, falling off the windowsill, frolicking the grass, trying to mock the way they talk fun, but all in vain, gaping at the dapper men with derby hats and canes. In England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's on bicycles 2x2. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben, the rosy red cheeks of the little children.